This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, a lot of us go and take a burrito break. Burrito break. If you guys ever taken a burrito break, you need to do that. Got a busy day at work. You're like, bad day. I don't give a damn about the carbs and the calories. I need a burrito break. And it makes you feel better. Even the ones with the beans. They do. It just going to a Roberto's or a Rubio or a Pollo Loco or Pollo Asado. In Phoenix, it used to be called Pollo Asado, and then they changed it to Pollo Loco. I remember there was this one Mexican food restaurant drive-thru that served the best quesadillas. And I think it's because their quesadillas were jack cheese. I could eat 17 of them when I was in medical school. I mean, I would only buy one. But, I mean, you know, my husband would come into town to visit me. And I'm like, you have got to have this quesadilla. And it was just a little baby, you know, they call it dives, but I think a dive is a compliment. Little baby dive near where I used to live. Best quesadilla. The cheese was all kind of not drippy, but coagulated. You know when melted cheese starts to get firm again, but it's still warm? You know how delicious that is? No corn tortilla. It had to be flour tortilla. It had to be flour tortilla. And I got to tell you, you just sink your teeth into some soft cheese quesadilla. Throw some chunks of chicken in there. Oh, man. Oh, man. It's good. Well, anyway, one guy took a burrito break. Now, why did he need his burrito break? Well, because he stabbed somebody. So he needed to decompress with his burrito. This happened in Gallup, New Mexico. Man's facing charges after deputy said he stabbed another man during an alcohol-fueled fight, and then he took a burrito break. The Gallup Independent reports Lucas Martinez of Cochiti Pueblo recently was arrested in Gallup following the violent altercation. A McKinley County Sheriff's Office report says Deputy Brandon Salazar found the 37-year-old man Vernon So with stab wounds on his hand. When Salazar, the deputy, asked So who stabbed him, the report says the victim pointed to the kitchen table. Well, Martinez was just sitting there calmly eating a burrito. I mean, luckily the guy lived and he was able to point out his assailant. But then Salazar said Martinez threw his burrito on the table and became confrontational when he saw the deputy. The reporter says deputies had to restrain Martinez, who was facing an aggravated battery with a deadly weapon charge. We do not know if Martinez had an attorney. But if he did have an attorney, my guess is the attorney would also be eating a burrito. So, very interesting, where, I don't know if you guys remember, one of the first lethal weapons, right? I keep calling them Crockett and Tubbs. It's Riggs and Murtaugh, okay? Because that was Miami Vice. So, yeah, they had tons of, like, cop shows in the 80s. Everybody loved cop shows and Partners. And, well, Starsky and Hutch was 70s, so we all dig that kind of stuff. But anyway, so Riggs, I guess, had just saved, I believe, in that first movie, somebody who was trying to kill themselves, right? And then he's like, okay, you want to go together? Let's go together. So I guess they jump. They both hit the trampoline. So they're like, okay, they both made it. Thank God. And then Riggs starts yelling at him and ripping him a new one because, you know, they just started their relationship. And then all of a sudden, I guess, I forget if you know, he says, did you want to kill yourself? Go kill yourself. And he goes through all this whole big drama. I thought Mel Gibson was a pretty good actor in that movie. And then all of a sudden Mel Gibson goes, I'm hungry. And as a kid, because I was a kid when that movie came out, right? Not that my parents let me see rated R movies, but I think I snuck to see with my friends. I'm like, why would somebody be hungry? I used to run track. I'm like, you don't get hungry. When your epinephrine's all up, your adrenaline's all up, you don't get hungry. But I think men do. I think men get hungry right after an epinephrine or adrenaline surge. And I don't know if anybody's ever studied that, but after the gym, do many of you guys want to eat? What is it about after having this huge, big rush of adrenaline, you want to eat? Women, on the other hand, are like, okay, let's calm down. Okay, let me clean up, you know, my makeup. You know, maybe let me take a quick shower. Let me fix my hair. You know, maybe I'll have a drink. Maybe I'll get, like, really thirsty and want some water or something. Or maybe, you know, if I just got into a fight, maybe I'll want, like, a mojito. But no, I'm not going to eat. So I find that very fascinating where, you know, you'll hear somebody did something, like stab somebody, and then just go and eat and act like it's normal behavior. Now, the other thing that could be is this guy could have been high as a kite. And some people that are high will do that. They'll just be voraciously hungry after they do some stupid stuff. So anyway, so we'll keep you guys posted on that. All right, so what do we got today in the news? Oh, we got a lot going on. Lord have mercy. Okay, first, they say synthetics are now killing more people than prescription opioids. Synthetic opioids have now overtaken prescription opioids. So we will talk about that and why that's bad. We'll also talk about, yeah, a lot of things are bad. They say Americans are lonely. Americans are the loneliest, according to a new study. Really, people, you're lonely? Talk about that. We got a couple groups of people fighting ocular melanoma. Ocular melanoma. Now, I had one patient with that. That's some scary stuff. We have melanoma, which is a form of skin cancer, in the eye. So we're going to talk about that and what's going on there. We'll also talk about a woman who you heard yesterday had died from parasites eating her alive at a nursing home. And she used to be a beautiful model. I'm not sure how that happened, but we'll talk about that. Then, a hospital now has to warn 2,600 ER patients because they might have gotten exposed to hepatitis C. All right. And don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. I think we also got Brad, we got Kyle, we got everybody working the dials. All right, so a former model was eaten alive by what? Now, they say parasites. But getting more detail, they say it was from scabies. And she was a Georgia nursing home resident. She's not a restaurant. I've been accused of being a restaurant because I always have food on me from lunch. But no, she was a Georgia nursing home resident who they believe was to have been eaten alive over the course of months to years. Now, there's a lawsuit that has been filed by the family. And they claim that 93-year-old Rebecca Zenny died back in 2015 from scabies at the facility. And apparently, Rebecca Zenny had been a model. She worked at a naval yard during World War II, modeled in New York City, worked at a TV station in Chicago, and a beautiful woman. And here she is, 93 years old, back in 2015, in a nursing home with a major scabies infestation. The autopsy report shows the cause of death as septicemia due to crusted scabies. Now, I know people are saying, well, wait a second. Okay, so did the scabies actually eat her to death? Well, the headlines make it look as such. But basically what happened is she got an infection from having all these scabies. The infection went through her body and then caused a sepsis or septicemia. Emia means it's in the blood. Sepsis is infection. So she ended up having an infection in the blood, and they say that's what caused her death. State health officials were notified about a scabies outbreak at the nursing home multiple times, but did not inspect the facility. Now, the facility was located in Lafayette, Georgia. According to USA Today, a forensic pathologist who reviewed the case estimates millions of parasitic mites essentially ate Miss Zenny alive over several months or possibly years. This is horrible. Now, Zenny's daughter, who declined to be interviewed on camera, said she moved her mother to Shepherd Hills Nursing Home back in 2010. Apparently, Miss Zenny suffered from dementia. So she had was suffering from dementia probably at the age of 87. And then by 93, this happened, age 93. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. She said, I don't understand how you can allow a human being to suffer needlessly. That's according to Mike Prieto, one of the two attorneys representing her family in a lawsuit against Pruitt Health. Pruitt Health operates Shepherd's Hill Nursing Home. So we're going to talk about scabies. But if you look at the pictures of her skin, it looks like her skin could have been peeled off. It was so deteriorated. And so forensic pathologist Dr. Chris Sperry, former chief medical examiner at the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, reviewed Zenny's autopsy report. He says he personally conducted more than 6,000 autopsies, have supervised over 80,000 others, and this is one of the most horrendous things they have ever seen in their career as a forensic pathologist. They estimate millions of mites were living in her at the time of death. And he doesn't think it's an exaggeration to, you know, for people to call it eaten alive. They also believe that it was painful. Now, for any of us that have a relative who has had dementia or can't communicate, something like this, hits home. For any of us that don't have a relative like that, a story like this scares the living daylights out of us as well. All right, nursing homes are notorious and infamous for these types of stories where there's a neglect. The problem is not all nursing homes are like that. I mean, the majority of nursing homes are very well run. And a story like this unfortunately perpetuates the stereotype that if you put a family member into a nursing home, they're going to just wither away and deteriorate. And in fact, it's that sort of a stereotype or a reputation that is preventing many people from wanting to go into a nursing home later, or many children from wanting to put their family member to a nursing home. You know, I've seen people try to take care of family members, you know, by themselves with nursing assistants in the house. They're miserable. They're not giving the family member care or the proper care, the proper movement, you know, getting them up, trying to avoid bed sores, trying to avoid infections. They can't do that. They're not a medical facility, but they're too afraid to put somebody into a nursing home. And something like this is a major cluster. You kidding me? She has scabies and nobody diagnoses it? Nobody treats it? And because she has dementia, she can't say anything. Somebody with dementia cannot express that they're in pain, but they have pain. You know, we talked about this years ago, where people had family members who wouldn't talk to them, would call them by the wrong name, wouldn't know who they are. And I said, still give them a hug, because they still know love. They still know touch. I mean, as long as they're not combative. Some males will maybe more combative than females in the dementia state, but if they're not combative, they still like touch. They'll still like their hair brushed. They'll still like hugs and you know, they could still feel. They may not know who you are. They may not remember who the president is. They may not know the date, but they could still feel. So, Pruitt Health's chairman, communications director, and attorney representing the company did not respond to requests for comment. I don't blame him. He's probably like, what the hell happened? Are you kidding me? So, apparently, attorneys are denying all the claims. Now, according to records obtained from the Georgia Department of Public Health, state officials were notified of a scabies outbreak at her facility in 2013 and 2015 before her death. In its June 4th, 2015 report, it shows at least 35 residents and staff were exposed to scabies. But instead of inspecting the facility in person, according to USA Today, a State Department health employee emailed a manual to the facility on how to treat scabies. 11 days later, unfortunately, Ms. Denny passed away. Now, is that normal? Is that routine for somebody to not visit a facility that has a scabies infestation? Well, yeah. I mean, first, they don't want to get scabies. And if they're like, no, if it's scabies, I believe you. This is what you need to do. What they should have done is inspect after the appropriate steps were taken. Even if the infestation still existed, the appropriate steps and cleaning steps should have been done immediately. And within 24, 48 hours, 72 hours, somebody come on site. And then testing continues. That's what they should have done. But it looks like no, nobody came. It was just the email. So the agency is not required to inspect facilities when it's notified about a scabies infestation. So, what is scabies? Well, it's this little mite that gets into your skin. It is itchy and it is highly contagious. We see this in jails. We see this in homeless shelters. Direct skin-to-skin contact is the mode of transmission. These mites will jump, and you will itch, and they will burrow into your skin. And it's the inflammatory reaction of the mite that makes you itch. You can also get it from sexual contact. So scabies should be considered a sexually transmitted disease, even though not all cases of scabies are sexually transmitted. You can get it hand-to-hand. So you got these little red bumps, blisters, but what we need to do is take a magnifying glass and look for these burrows. These little lines, these burrows. All right? And then we have to use oral or topical scabicidal drugs. There's a lot of over-the-counter remedies, but we like to use the prescription ones, right, that are as, shall we say, with these less prone to resistance. So, now, if you have scabies in your house, and your kid could bring home scabies, okay, you have got to clean everything. We are talking bleach. We are talking high heat on your laundry setting for your detergent. These little mites have six legs. So they're a mite, even though they look like, well, six legs mean insect, but they're mites. They're about a third of a millimeter long, one third. The females are the ones that usually infect the humans, and they do very well in a variety of different temperatures. They say they could live off of a host body for 24 to 36 hours. So this is being reported by medicine.net, meaning that it could sit on your towels, it could sit on your bed, it could be in your cabinets. So unfortunately, these things are pretty resilient. Dogs can bring in scabies. Of course, those who have weakened immune systems could get hurt. So a lot of times we use permethrin or Elomite, all right? Sometimes we use Urax, but I've treated patients with permethrin and Elomite, and it's now over-the-counter, and they seem to do well. But it's a shame. And so when it comes to nursing homes, you have got to be very diligent. You have got to examine your family member. Don't just drop them off and leave them. And you got to look under the sheets. Make sure they don't have weird skin stuff going on. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallace, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, they say more and more Americans are lonely. We talked about that last week, how there's, I don't know, people are on social media and they don't go out as much and they, you know, don't want to interact with other people and they're afraid of shootings or getting mauled down. And, you know, overall, a lot of people kind of feel lonely. Well, we're also being told today that 40% of Americans are more anxious than they were last year. Well, I wonder why. People are afraid they're going to be accused of sexual assault, groping, accusations, shootings. Jeez. Salmonella in your food, can't eat a piece of lettuce without freaking out. I mean, it's not a very easy time. So according to the American Psychological Association poll, almost 40% of Americans are more anxious than they were at this time last year. Oh, also, we got, you know, midterms. Then we got, you know, the election this year. Everybody hates election years. The media love it. We love it in the media. It's awesome. so much going on. It's all exciting. It's pretty cool stuff. But for the average person, they don't even want to watch TV. So the APA, or the American Psychological Association, surveyed 1,000 adults about their sources and levels of anxiety. And they found that 39% reported being more anxious than they were at this time last year. Another 39% said they were equally anxious, while only 19% said they were less anxious than last year. 40 million adults, 18% of the population, have anxiety disorder. That's according to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America. They say safety, health, and finances seem to be the greatest sources of anxiety, according to the APA poll. 68% of respondents said keeping myself or my family safe and my health made them either somewhat or extremely anxious. 67% said the same about paying my bills or expenses. Politics and interpersonal relationships also ranked high. So, personally, I notice I'm not as worried about finances as I was last year and the year before. And the year before that. I think it's because we downsized. I think it's because I'm trying to reuse the same clothes. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but some of my pictures on Facebook, I wore those outfits years ago. Well, it's because I'm losing weight. And so with my weight loss, I could now do some rewears. Some of my friends from high school are going to be like, you know, oh, damn, I remember those jeans in the 80s. So, yeah, if I could fit into my clothes from high school in the 80s, I don't give a damn if they're out of style. I want the world to know that I could fit into my clothes from high school. Now, I can't. I still have a long way to go, but that's a goal. And I do have a couple pairs of jeans from my high school days. Oh, hell yeah. I got some medical school clothes. The problem is they smell of formaldehyde, so I still can't really wear them, even though they're about 20 years old. But I'm still panicking about finances and things, but not like I was. That seems to be getting better. I think the housing market's gone up, so I feel better about that. I don't like gas prices. I don't like a lot of politics. I don't like how we have to pray every time we drop our kids off at school. I don't like that. So, you know, I'm not looking to blame somebody for my anxiety, but there's a lot going on. There really is. A lot of us now have to watch what we say to a very, very tight degree. You know, I'm even noticing it just, you know, at work and around, places I go to. It's, you know, the talk used to be so much more free and mind you, some of the stuff was probably inappropriate. You know, you'd be at a sports bar, you know, watching sports or whatever. Watching a game. You know, we've been watching hockey a lot now, and, you know, football season was a few months ago. And in prior years or prior seasons, what you would hear people say to each other, and so, I mean, oh my gosh, it was funny. I mean, I would be like, are you kidding me? That's how you guys talk to each other? It's so funny. It was, but now, oh no, no, no. Everybody's watching what they say. It's quieter now. If you notice, it's just quieter. Yeah, I was at one of the university student unions, and I'm walking through, and school's good, and I'm studying for my test. Wait, that's what you guys talk about? When I went to college 20 years ago, it was, you know, who hooked up with who, and, you know, who looks good, and who, and you know, it's different. And so when you have to watch every single thing you say, now mind you, a lot of stuff that had been said was inappropriate, okay? You know, I mean, how I handled anything said to me inappropriately years ago was I would smack people, or I would hit him, or I would punch him, or whatever. You can't do that now either. So now it's, I find what you said offensive, and you are going to now be reported. It was more fun when I could just, you know, smack them upside the head going, really? It's a different time. And so, yeah, a lot of people are on edge. A lot of people are on edge. I heard another star is, I can't think of his name right off the bat. I've seen him in some movies, but he's never really been a headliner. And apparently he's been accused of years ago groping somebody. And people do grope. People have got a lot of gropes in, and I've been so ticked at anybody that stole a grope. You know, but if somebody was making out with somebody, and they let a second base happen or a third base happen, then all of a sudden, no, no, no. You know, it's a very frustrating, scary time. People need help. People don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. They don't know how to act. Yeah, anxiety's up. Now healthcare. All right? The healthcare. That's still frustrating. People still have huge deductibles. That hasn't fixed. You know, I've been a fan of a lot of what Trump has done from an economy standpoint, but we've gotten nowhere with healthcare. Deductibles are still high. My medications are expensive. Most people still don't have really good insurance or any insurance. So that's an issue. So people are kind of freaked out about that. And do we have enough mental health professionals? If we are looking at close to a third of the country, well, a fifth of the country having an anxiety disorder, one-fifth of the country having an anxiety disorder, do we have enough mental health professionals to help them with that? There's a lot of things we could do for anxiety. There's a lot of techniques out there. But we need time. We need counseling sessions. We need to treat. Now, we have a lot of family doctors and primary care physicians, not as many as we need, but we have a lot of primary care physicians, so they're treating the anxiety. And when you go to a primary care physician to treat anxiety and not a counselor or a psychologist, you end up getting an office visit that is probably 1/100th the time that you really need. So the doctor's like, oh, you have anxiety? Okay, you know, do you want to see somebody? I don't have time to see somebody. I don't have time for, you know, hour-long visits or copays or whatever. Well, I could give you some Xanax. Yeah, give me some Xanax. So Xanax calms me down. I'm good. I could deal with it. So when we don't have enough mental health professionals, we end up getting pills from primary care doctors. Because even me, even though I had a knack for psychology and I loved doing counseling, I didn't have time. If I was working in an urgent care or an ER seeing 60 patients in a shift, did I really have 20, 30 minutes to sit down and teach them breathing techniques and teach them stop, think, and other sorts of techniques? No, I didn't. I'm like, do you have anxiety? Let me give you something for it. Let me give you a referral to a psychologist. So we all give referrals to psychologists, but how many psychologists are out there? Not enough. Same thing with pain. We're going to be talking about in the next hour what Walmart wants to do to help fight the opioid crisis. Why don't we have enough adequate mental health coverage and providers to help treat people with how to deal with pain? Some pain you can lessen by your mind. Now, you'll still need some baseline pain medication, etc. But there are certain techniques that you could do to take your pain from a 9 out of a 10 to maybe a 7 out of a 10 or a 6 out of a 10. And that equates to less medication. It's hard work, but there's ways you could train yourself. Are we employing any of those techniques? No. We don't have enough providers. So it's easier to write the prescription. So we need to get our acts together. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish?
greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 Herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I got this email on Facebook. Name wants to be anonymous, but let me just read this to you. My son graduates college this month, they say, and I'm so proud. But he wants to move back home while he looks for a job. Sounds benign, but he likes his weed. And I'm suspicious that he doesn't like to work or what he is receiving a degree in. Should I force him to swim on his own or let him back home to save money? He said, P.S., we turned his room into a gym. So my guess is they would like me or anybody else that they ask to say no, no, no. I would love for people to call and I could talk to them about this, because my big question is how has he been supporting himself all these years in college? Because if he's already been supporting himself in college, then just help to stay in his apartment a little while longer. Most likely, the average college graduate isn't in a dorm. most people in dorms are freshmen, you know, high school or freshmen or sophomore. Now, some of them live in a fraternity house, so it could be that also. So I'm a little interested in what the current living situation is. And I got this email a while back, and there was a study that came out. This is very interesting. The findings are in the Journal of Housing Economics, and they found that more young adults are moving back home with their parents. Also, Fox 5 Local Las Vegas wrote, let me read theirs. There's, I think it's pretty good. They say, number of college grads are moving back home with parents, and that number is increasing. And they say, a new study from North Carolina State University suggested that too much financial help from parents could stop their children's future success by creating too much dependency on the worry-free living. Exactly. That's a big concern. I mean, for me, I had to support myself. There was no choice. So, yeah, I got a job. I worked at Jack in the Box. I tutored. Then I hosted until I was 21 and I could wait tables. I worked at the EPA. I did. I had multiple little part-time jobs. So I averaged about 20, 25 hours a week from each little part-time job. So I was working a lot, about 60-some hours a week, plus going to school. Why? Because otherwise I wouldn't eat. And so for me, that was the best motivation. I wanted to eat. Now, this particular study looked at 7,500 young adults between the ages of 18 to 28. And this is, again, from Fox 5 Las Vegas. And they used data from the panel study of income dynamics, which also tracks job status. It showed that while kids who enjoy rent and bill-free living ranked 5 points higher on their occupational status, they scored 10 points lower than the grads who became totally independent after college. They say, kids will save up to $15,000 a year while living rent and bill-free at home. But get this, 19% of the young adult population is living with one or both parents. Now, this is what's interesting from a trend perspective, okay? We learned a lot with the Great Recession. And one thing we learned about with the Great Recession is to not spend if you don't have to spend. Now, I'm going through this right now with my son, who's graduating high school. So Stone's graduated high school. He's 18. In Las Vegas, he went to Bishop Gorman High School. Graduation is, I believe, next week, so or the week after. I think they have their Disneyland trip this weekend. Lord have mercy. Anyway, so, yeah, it'd be cool for him to live on his own. Does he have the money himself to live on his own? No. So he would need the extra $1,000, $1,200, $1,500 a month from mommy and daddy. I don't have an extra $1,500 a month for him to live on his own. We're already paying a mortgage. He's already using my car, so we have a car payment as well. We're paying for his gas. So why am I going to pay that extra money for him to have his own place? You can live at home and commute to school. I mean, you're going to school in town.
Well, Mom, but, you know, other people are going away to college, and they get to live by themselves, and, you know.
Listen, I moved out when I was 18. That was one of the best things for me. But the difference between me moving out when I was 18 and my son moving out when he was 18 is, for me, I worked. I paid it all myself. I didn't take one dime from my parents. They wouldn't have given it to me anyway. For this, after the Great Recession, I'm like, why am I spending this extra money? Plus, now college is kind of different. It's a lot of online courses. You don't have to go every day. You don't even have to go into class. So, what, for him to party? No. Let's save some money. Now, he wants to work. He wants to support himself. He wants to get some scholarships. All the power to him. Go for it. But then what if that money runs out? Does he have to come back to us? And that's the other thing. Do I let him come back to us, or will we always be that safety net? What's that saying? You know, we want our children to reach for the stars, and don't worry because we'll always be here to catch you if you fall or some whatever, you know. And, yeah, that's what parents do. But I would almost rather, when he's ready to move out, I mean, it is for good. You have a budget. You have income. You have a credit history. You sign your own lease. I mean, you're a big boy now. But, you know, he's the type that's not really wanting to work while going to school. You know, he wants to really do well in school. And honestly, you know, in retrospect, I worked a lot in school, and so maybe my grades, I still graduated cum laude from the Honors College, but maybe my grades could have even been better. You know, maybe I could have, you know, I don't know, gotten a scholarship to medical school. There's not a lot of scholarships to medical school. Maybe I could have played a sport. Maybe I could have been a part of a sorority. So yeah, you know, yeah, maybe I could have done it differently, but I gotta tell you, man, working and supporting myself and feeding myself and dealing with, you know, idiot landlords and power companies and phone bills and, you know, my car breaking down and, you know, it was navigating through that was to me one of the biggest educations. So, do you let your kid come back and save money? Well, it depends. In this Facebook message, email, if the kid likes his weed, no. I would say no. If you see a potential for him to get lazy and not go out there and get a job, that's a problem. But then on the flip side, if this is going to be your kid's first big job, and you think that he's going to be at home, you know, in his own place doing stupid, and maybe you'll be able to be on top of him, making sure he doesn't do weed, so he shows up and goes to work, then you might want it. So it's really, really tough. Yeah, but, you know, me personally, I'm for saving the money, but having the kids pay everything else. So, yeah, maybe they'll have rent free, or maybe they'll have low rent. Why does everything have to be free for these kids? You know, same thing with so many of the things we do in this country. Why does everything have to be free? Why not pay $5 or $10 or get some skin in the game? He could live with you at reduced rent. You're paying a mortgage. Why not? So if his rent would technically be, you know, if he was sharing an apartment, $500 a month, he has to pay you $250 a month. Make him work. So it's tough. Personally, I don't think it's the biggest deal in the world that young adults are living back with their parents. You know, I would almost rather start seeing society become closer, kids and parents become closer. See, I hated my parents. I couldn't wait to leave them. I couldn't wait. I could be in a different city. And for kids to actually want to be at home with their folks, you know, that's one thing this country is missing. Families being together. Families being in the near vicinity. I can't stand it when I would have a couple who was in their 80s. One was battling cancer. The other one, a stroke. And I'm like, where's your family? Oh, one's back east. One's in another country. I'm like, you have no family here? No. So, you know, maybe this is a good thing. Maybe the pendulum's swinging back where families are starting to, you know, move back in with each other and stay close. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.